It was the 2021 CFL draft on Tuesday, and it was done differently as a result of no previous season being played. The order was randomly selected and also reversed every other round, otherwise known as a snake draft, and the number of picks dropped from 8 to 6 for each club. Now, the CFL draft is a unique beast. John Hodge from 3 Down Nation did an incredible breakdown back in April with several key points, but the most glaring that we saw take place this year was the conversation about future picks versus now picks. Does a team select a player that they know doesn't have any NFL commitments or another year left of schooling and will be able to join the team shortly as a now player? The other option is to take a futures pick, somebody who may have just been drafted into the NFL or has another year of eligibility for university, a player you hope to see down the road, more of a flyer, if you will. That's why a player like Chuba Hubbard fell to the fifth round. Sure, he may be one of the most talented players in this draft, but he was also just selected by the Carolina Panthers in the fourth round of the NFL draft. Hubbard even tweeted out at the conclusion of the CFL draft that he appreciates being selected. It's always been a dream of his, but he plans to be playing in blue for as long as he can. Hubbard, along with the Stampeders' first and sixth round selections, look like future picks. And because the Stamps have 9 players coming to camp from the 2020 draft as well, they decided to take a couple flyers. So let's break down the picks real quick, and we begin with their first round 8th overall selection. Oklahoma State linebacker Eamon Ogbonbamiga was taken by the Stampeders 8th overall. He was a hopeful for the NFL draft, didn't end up getting his name called, but shortly after the conclusion of day 3, he signed with the LA Chargers. The general manager of the Stamps had this to say about their latest first-round pick.
6'1", 230 pounds, 4'6 speed, plays sideline to sideline, makes plays. He's a playmaker. I wish him luck down south, but if things don't work out, they'll be very welcome into the Stampeder locker room.
And he would be a great addition into that Stampeder secondary, a versatile player. And as I mentioned, he wasn't drafted, making it a bit harder for him to stick in the NFL. As a result, the Stamps take a future selection in round number 1. In round 2, they grabbed an offensive lineman by the name of Bryce Bell, who played the last 2 seasons at Wilfrid Laurier at right tackle.
I was very pleased that Bryce Bell, an offensive tackle, who was a very versatile player from Wilfrid Laurier. You know, he's 6'4", a 300-pound guy, very athletic, very versatile. He was their emergency center. He plays with good leverage and has excellent fundamentals in the offensive line play.
And with the snake draft format, it allowed Calgary to take a flyer on Ogbonbamiga and then still grab Bell at number 11 in the second round. It's a changing of the guard for Canadian offensive linemen here in Calgary. Shane Bergman and Brad Erdos are gone. Dan Fetter, Kyle, players of a distant age at this point. They moved on and the new group is here. Of course, Sean McEwen was brought in as a free agent after the 2019 season. First round pick Ryan Sevier and Dan Lawrence both played consistently in 2019, but not surprised to see the Stamps grab a high caliber offensive lineman here. John Hofnagle did go on to mention they didn't select Bryce Bell just because they needed a lineman. They were big fans of the 6'4", 290-pound Waterloo product, who played his last 2 seasons at right tackle.
If Bryce wasn't available, if he had already been picked, then we probably would have moved on and picked another position. We have enough Canadian offensive linemen for the season. The more competition you have, the better you will be.
There will be some tough competition for sure. Mentioned 3 Canadians just before the Hufnagle clip there. You also got to consider Ucombery Williams, Nila Cassitati, and Leon Johnson are going to make for some tough decisions for Dave Dickinson and Pat Delmonico. The Stamps made back-to-back now picks with selections 26 and 29, both linebackers as well. First, they grabbed Charlie Moore out of the University of Calgary. Then they selected UBC's Elliot Graham.
We wanted to help ourselves at our Canadian linebacker spots that will also be big contributors to special teams. Charlie Moore from the University of Calgary, a 6'2", 225 player that runs 4.7. He's a physical player. He's a missile. And he plays with an edge, and I'm looking forward to him to come to camp and demonstrate what he demonstrated at the USC. The next pick in the fourth round was another very, very similar type of player, Elliot Graham. He was a 6'3", 243-pound guy, 4.8 speed. He played linebacker in his freshman year at UBC. And then because of necessity, he had to move to defensive end. His linebacker film back in his freshman year is excellent.
So checking a couple of boxes with these two now players, special teams guys right now, future linebackers, Charlie Moore and Elliot Graham. Reminds me of the Frazier Sopick selection a few years back. The team will be looking to Corey Greenwood as a Canadian at middle linebacker for 2021. He's getting up there. He's 36 right now. He'll be a great mentor as someone with NFL and CFL experience for guys like Moore and Graham. I actually had the opportunity to catch up with the latter. Here's my chat with the Stampeders' fourth round 2021 selection linebacker, Elliot Graham out of UBC. Elliot, the Hamilton, Ontario native, where he watched the draft on Tuesday. Elliot, let's start here. When did you become a football fan?
So I became a football fan actually in high school. I always loved it growing up, but I played rep baseball. That was the big thing for me, big sport, left-handed pitcher. Mm-hmm. But I fell in love with it in grade 9 at Westdale Secondary School. I loved the brotherhood, the camaraderie, physicality of the game, and that's when I fell in love with it for sure.
The jump from baseball to football, the physicality is something that might have caught your eye that you definitely don't see in baseball. What was that jump like, the transition from the baseball diamond to the football field and maybe getting your first taste of contact?
Yeah, it was definitely different, but I was not scared of contact. I actually really liked, I love contact. I love being physical and dominating the opponent next in front of you. So pretty easy transition. A lot of my buddies played it too. A lot of my brothers throughout all these years played it, and I've just loved it ever since. It's been history.
So you've been drafted as a linebacker, but we heard from general manager John Huffnagle that you also played some defensive back after your freshman season, and he talked about how he really liked watching your linebacker film. Can you tell us what it was like switching between those two positions and what you think your role is going to be when you join the Stampeders at camp?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think I had a breakout year in my first year, my first season. The transition was, it was a little difficult at first, but with my athleticism, it came pretty quick. It was a size issue at the end. I was a little underweight, but now I put on a bunch of weight. So I think I'm a really versatile athlete and I can play either position. But with the Stampeders, I think my role is really going to be starting with special teams. I can have an impact there and then developing into a linebacker for sure. But I can play either position, whichever they need.
And I think when you look at the CFL game, that Sam linebacker spot is one that's kind of a hybrid that might be one that kind of has your name on it down the road. But let's talk about special teams. You mentioned it there. It's a big thing. The Stamps preach it for sure. What excites you about when you're playing on special teams?
I love the special teams. You know, one of our coaches at UBC kind of termed it, it's like the wild, wild west. You know, everyone's going hard. It's a really physical team. And I love everything about it. Running down the field hard. There's not too many penalties that get called. It's just a really, really physical team, and I just enjoy that.
You hold a record at UBC. We'll kind of end there. This is an interesting one. The longest interception returned is a touchdown, a pick, and then just 107 yards back to the house. Was that as a linebacker, or were you a defensive back?
That was a linebacker. I was playing outside that game.
Impressive. So even a further run. Can you just tell us about that play and what you remember about it?
Yeah, I mean, I remember I dropped a little deeper than I should have. I think I was about 15 yards back, but in my zone, just outside maybe. And I kind of bobbled the ball. I actually dropped one a couple series before that. So I had to catch this one. And luckily, I came up with it, and I got a couple blocks from my amazing teammates. Took it downfield, chugging, long run. But that was super exciting, especially in my first year. And we won that game. So, you know, that was just, it felt amazing when it happened.
Always helps when you book the win with it as well.
Yeah, and I mean, where my foot was planted, if it was 1 yard shorter, it wouldn't have been a record, I believe. That's what they were saying.
Ooh,
they had
that's
to
close.
Analyze where my foot dropped.
That is Elliot Graham, the fourth round selection of the Stamps yesterday as we break down their 2021 draft here on Sportsnet 960. Two more picks were made after Graham. The Stamps took perhaps the most exciting selection for them in the fifth round, grabbing Chuba Hubbard out of Oklahoma State. We talked about Hubbard at the beginning of the report. He's a futures pick after the Panthers selected the NCAA standout in the NFL draft last weekend.
Obviously, he's a fourth round draft pick in the NFL by Carolina. And we'll see what happens there. You have an opportunity to draft a great football player. Yeah, you're going to do that. And, you know, it was a fifth round pick. And I've taken flyers on the other fifth round selections that hasn't shown up, but I think it was a worthy risk.
Hubbard, the native of Sherwood Park, would be a massive hit if he does end up finding his way to the NFL. Think Alex Singleton level of game breaker, but on offense. That selection was made with a pick that the Stampeders had previously acquired from the Argonauts in the deal that saw the Stamps trade the rights of Eric Rogers and Cordero Law in part of a package to the Argonauts. They sent their sixth-round pick to Toronto in that deal as well, so their final pick was number 44 overall in the fifth round. They selected Luther Hakanavanu from York, a receiver who has one more year of college eligibility, another future pick.
Luther is a young receiver. First of all, he's a young receiver with not a whole lot of experience due to the COVID, but he's a 6'4", 210-pound receiver with 4'6 speed. The thing that he needs to concentrate on is catching the football. He's an excellent route runner, and he is a natural pass catcher. But during our interviews, we asked him the question, why the drops, you know, and, you know, he admitted that he just needed to concentrate more on it. He's been working on it ever since the 2019 season. So he's a project, but I'm excited to work with him.
So that's the Stampeders draft. Six selections, three futures, three now picks. Now we wait and see if the COVID numbers can go down enough for the league to get training camp going. Back on April 21st, the league announced a shortened schedule of only 14 games, as well as a postponement to the start of the regular season. They're hoping for a regular season kickoff on August 5th, with the Grey Cup to be held in December in Hamilton. With his Stamps report in May, I'm Matt Rose.